a lot of stuff.
The wide lines, second wide line. Okay, we're going to generally talk about who could join for a Zeman and the sources for benching and Zeman. So it says like this: Nashim woman and kids and avadim, slaves that are avadim kananim that are half chayiv and mitzvos can't join for a Zeman. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Barisa, a baby in a crib, Mizamnala. He can also join for a zimun. But na nashim. How could the Brisa say that? But it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says kids can't join the zimun. Who domer could be chumin levi? It's in fact a machalik. Let's see. Domer chumin levi. Alpha bisha amru katan mutu barisa im nizamnala. I also to sniff la asar. Says Rabbi Shimon Levi, he can't make up a regular Zimun, let's say for three. He can't make up a Zimun of three, or maybe even if he could make it for three, he can't be part of the main, they can't have a few kids to make up the main quorum for a Zimun. But Sniflasar is, if you already have nine adults, and you add him to be the 10th, and then this little baby could join to be the 10th for a Zimun. Ivan Rabbi Shimon Levi, Tisha ve'eved mitzarvin, same sort of chap with an eved. So far, though, it sounds like we have an opinion on Shimon Levi that even though kids can't be part of a zimun, you can make them the 10th for a zimun. Maitre, question. Maizm Rabbi Eliezer, Shimon Levi, Beit Hagen, Asa ve'lo ma'atzara, Shichur avda ve'eshlim la'atzara. So once there was a minion, they were trying to make a minion, they had nine people. Rabbi Eliezer came in with a slave, an Eved Kenani, and he freed his Eved Kenani to become Jewish. So by freeing his Eved and making him Jewish, converting him to Judaism, then he had 10 people, and now a minion. Sorry, they had a minion, and wonderful, they died. Says the Gemara, from that story, you see a few things. First of all, for our purposes, Shechar in lo Shechar lo, it's only because he freed him. If he didn't, he wouldn't join for the minion. So don't you see, an Eved can't be mitzarev. Even if you have nine other regular Jews, can't have an Eved join on and be the 10th. So that's again what Rabbi Shimon Levi said. Rabbi Shimon Levi said by a Katan and also by an Eved, if you have Tisha, the Eved is Mitzaref. So over here, it seems like Rabbi Eliezer didn't think that that worked, otherwise he wouldn't have bothered freeing his slave. So the Gemara, nope, amend the story. Really, what happened in the story was Trei Tzrichu. There was two of them. He really had eight adults, regular adult Jewish males that were joining the minion. Then he had two others, and then Rabbi Eliezer came in, and he had two avadim. And he freed one, Shechar Chad, so that made nine now, V'nafik B'chad, and they used one to be making the minion, their mitzarif, one other Eved with nine others. Morning, guys. So that makes, that's how they had the minion, with nine regular adults, Jewish males, and one Eved. It's not a kind of Shandra, which we're living. Gemara says, wait a minute. Questions on the story, besides from the point that we're actually dealing with, how to make a minion, which are as follows. How can you do this? Hamar of Yehuda, Komachachar Abdo, over Baase. You're not allowed to free an Eved Kenani, because there's a mitzvah to have an Eved Kenani, if a person already has an Eved Kenani, to continue to have it. Olam Behem Tavod, you should work them forever, and then generation after generation, shouldn't free them. So, how was Rabbi Eliezer allowed to violate that mitzvah and free his slave? And Eved Kenani. Says the Gemara, "Lived for a mitzvah shiny. It's okay for a mitzvah." The Gemara says, "Whoa, mitzvahs allow you to do it. Here's mitzvah babaviri. This is this is terrible. You can't do a mitzvah if it's causing an avir at the same exact time or whatever. It's not mutter in this case." Says the Gemara, "Mitzvah deram shiny. It's okay because it was a very important mitzvah deram is helping out the community to make a minyan." So I just pulled out the Sefer Schechter as a piece, and that's how that on this one line. He brings a lot of pirushim in the Rishonim about what exactly was the heter the Gemara was saying. When mitzvah is shiny, it's okay to do freeing a slave for a mitzvah. And then finally, when the Gemara says, "Well, it's mitzvah b'avira," the Gemara gives a bigger answer. So just to add them very quickly, they're nice ideas, but yeah, these are going to be far field topics. The first thing is, the Rashba says, the reason that you're allowed to violate an Aver for a mitzvah, in this case, it's similar to Aseh Docha Lo Taseh. It's not that there's a Lo Taseh to free your slave, it's an Aseh, so it's Aseh Docha Aseh. But sometimes one positive message can trump a different positive message if you can prove that the first one is much greater. So maybe having the minyan here is a very mitzvah, you know, a very chashuv mitzvah, and that's why it could trump the mitzvah of freeing a slave. That's the first thing. And the second, freeing the slave, or second thing, same idea, just to add to that, the idea of freeing a slave is a lower asay, perhaps, because it's only an asay that's protecting a life. It's not an asay in itself. It's not like putting on tefillin or sitzit. It's a positive thing. It's really just it's a positively formulated negative mitzvah. It's really it's a iser asay. Basically, the Torah said, keep your eved, but really meant don't free your eved. And there's no real positive mitzvah to go buy an eved. So since it's not a real positive thing, that's another reason why it's not as strong as the other asay to have a minyan. Just by the way, what asay is there for in having a minyan? So Rashi says, Nikdash b'tochun Yisrael, making Kiddush Hashem. Whenever 10 Jews, Chas v'Shalom, if a goy is trying to kill a person, okay, there's a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. And besides that, we can make Kiddush Hashem in our lives every single day when we go to minyan. Minyan is a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. We say, when we answer Kiddusha, we answer Kaddish. All those things are Kiddush Hashem. They're a Kima Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. Tosa says, nah, that's not a Mitzvah Daraisa. That's wonderful. We go to Minyan. That's not Daraisa. That's Derabanan. So what's going on? Yeah, but sometimes Derabanan Mitzvahs Derabim, if it involves a lot of people, Derabanan Mitzvahs Derabim are very, very Chashiv, and they can move out to Daraisa. Big Chavish. The Rosh says, well, I don't really know about the Derabanan Daraisa thing, but like maybe with Parsha Zachar, it was a Shabbos, and they need to have a meaning for Parsha Zachar. Zachar is Daraisa. Kash Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and everything else is Derabanan. Crazy Torah, Derabanan, the rest of the year. But, you know, maybe this is the one source they have in the, from according to the Rosh, the one source we have in Shas, that having a minyan for Zachar is Daraisa. It's not clear. You could maybe just say Zachar at home with a Chumash. That's Pashup Shah and the Rambam, but okay, this is the Rosh over here, and this is what we found on the Rosh on the staff. Anyway, the other perushim the Rosh Hashanah brings to this Gemara are fascinating. One of them is the Ran, based on the Ramban, says the whole idea of freeing a slave is not an Isser in and of itself. It's only Usser, basically, for no reason to give a favor to the non-Jews. And there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Lo Techanim, you're not allowed to give favors to the non-Jews for no reason, because you know, the relationship we have with them is very different. You should get too close to the non-Jews, come to intermarry with them, whatever it is. Lo Techanim, you can't give them free gifts for no reason. If you have a relationship with them because they work for you, you work with them. Okay, so it's a trade. You know, you do favors to them, they do favors to you. That makes sense. But you can give a super gift because he does lots of things for you, and this is part of the normal relationship. However, for no reason to give someone a gift, or a very significant gift, that to be to Jews, and you should have that loving relationship to Jews, not to non-Jews. So that's the reason also for freeing a slave. You shouldn't free the slave. But he says, but if your entire purpose of freeing the slave is for your own benefit, that's okay. He says, over here, he was freeing the slave just to make a minion. That was purely for his own benefit. So it was a gift to the, it was a beautiful thing. It was a great thing for this Eved, but it wasn't only to do for the Eved, it was selfish.
They're going
to
run around to places where they have nine for minyan now.
Okay, maybe. And then...
would that be a problem with the Gemara's Havamina of Mitzvah Bavya Deira, though?
Oh, very good. So the Ran actually cuts out that one. There's no line. Good. According to the Ran, the Gemara had one question. Isn't it Navir? The Gemara says, L'dvar Mitzvah Shiny. It's only good for Mitzvah's Navir. Yes, the Dicta Kei Sofrim says this line doesn't exist for some Rishon. The Ran is one of them. I think... There, and then it also has to do with the different baliatosis. One we say mitzvah avir, maybe only mitzvah avir is only if it happens at the same time. And here, these two, the avira happened before the mitzvah happened. So for baliatosis, we also have to cross out this line. It's only because if a guy steals a matzah and then goes and eats it, that's not mitzvah avir, or he carries in the street and then he eats it, that's not mitzvah avir. Mitzvah avir is at the time he's stealing the little, he's trying to be yotzer or something like that, or whatever it is. So, just one other point, it brings maybe you could do an avera sometimes to get a greater mitzvah. Chatev shel shetiske rabim. Sometimes there is such a concept. Tosas and Shabbos talks about that if it's going to cause someone else, if you're protecting a greater amount of people from violating Shabbos or something else, sometimes it's allowed to do an avera zuta to shel mitzvah rabim. Big chiddush. When do we ever say that? But we talked about that once.
For Shabbat with
yes. That's a Pikul Nevesh. Pikul Nevesh is clear, right? That's a Psukim Chai Beham. But there's Brun Shachan Aruch, as he brings over here, that if Chas V'Shalom, a kid is getting kidnapped on Shabbos, you're allowed to violate Shabbos in order to save the kid spiritually. Sorry, getting kidnapped by a church and they're going to convert him. We'll finish with this. You're allowed to sin in order to save them spiritually. Not based on Pikul Nevesh, but based on something very similar to Pikul Nevesh. And sometimes you justify the means. Rarely, but you have to judge if it's really much greater cost. Anyway, this is something similar to that. I'm Rabbi Shuva Levi. Back to the story of minyan, stuff like that. You should always try to be part of the original 10 people who were the minyan. And then 100 people came afterwards, you get the reward of everybody. And the Maharsha says the simple reason is because the Shekhinah comes when you make the 10. So you want to be part of the first 10. You bring the Shekhinah to come to the minyan. Everybody comes after. Comes
before, no, we said that.
It's actually right. Elohim Nitzava, that Hashem was already there before. Yeah, but Hashem is only going to wait around. The Gemara says, like, if there's a, it's supposed to be a minyan, the minyan doesn't come. Hashem is a little upset. Yeah, so you cause that the minyan, that the Shekhinah should stick around. So it's your zechus that the minyan stays around. So if you're one of the first 10, you get the zechus of everybody else because you made it possible that they'll be able to daven with the minyan properly. Everybody else is wonderful; they came, but even 100 people come afterwards, you get the schar of all of them. Schar of all of them means that you're a shutuf in all their davening in some which way. Good old, you know, maase yotrimel, you're causing everybody a mitzvah. So it's a great, great thing what you're doing. Schar kulum zogadaydach, you're getting a schar of every single one of them. Ela imanon lo schar kineg kulum. It's not you took away their schar; they also get schar for davening. But you get schar connected and corresponding to each one of them. You get the schar, a great schar for every single one of them. So we just talked about making minyan with less than 10 people. Like if you add an eved or a kid, that could work. So Rav Huna says, I have another idea. You have an aron that can also join in, an aron with a Sefer Torah or something like that. That can also join in for a minyan. Amar Lehi, Rav Nachman, aron gavru. I don't understand. Is that a person? When does that work? Elamer Rav Huna, Tisha, Nirkas Ar Mizrahi. It means 9 people where they're 9 people could sometimes make a minyan. What does it mean, Nirkas Ar? They look like the 10 people. Amri Lei Kimin Kanfe, Amri Lei Kimin Dere. Mikanfe is they join together in a very small room, all bunched together, all close to one another. Or Amri La, the other version is the exact opposite, Kimin Dere, when they spread themselves out. The two svaras are maybe when they bunch together, it looks like they're 10 people because they're very close together, or if they spread themselves out, well, then they're really far apart. The whole interesting concept of this idea of Rav Huna is meaning some degree that 9 people can sometimes actually work for a minyan, and it just needs to look like it's 10 people. We don't follow that opinion. It's an interesting, very big chiddush.
This is only for minyan, right? Not for Zeman. We had Gemara's
before. The Rishonim discuss each one. Sometimes we're going to mix and match and apply the rules of 10-person minyan to the 10-person zimun. But yeah,
no, really that's a bit to call them back. And
yes, they're not identical. The Kasavisha thinks that you can learn. There are similarities and differences. In terms of the halacha of this Gemara, we'll get to the halacha. But there's 7 statements on this daf, and then a few more on the next one. So it's rather confusing in terms of what the halacha should be. That's what this big tosis on the next daf deals with. So I'm not going to weigh in which way it goes. I don't know exactly. But maybe it's different, maybe it's the same. Amar of Huna, Amar of Ami, Shnayim v'Shabbos mitzdarfin. If a guy's now trying to make a zimun of 3, Shabbos can join with 2 people and Shabbos together. So we do like a Panam Chadash. I'm related to Nachman, Shabbos Gavra, who? What are you talking about? I don't understand. Is it a person? How can you do that? We said women can make a Zimun because they're deos. It doesn't do with Darshu Gedusha. It has to do with it. People. There are people with minds and thoughts. So Shabbos is not a mind. What's going on? Elamur Vami. It's good enough if you have 2 Tamil Chachamim who talk in Halacha and they're sharpening one another in Halacha. They ask each other questions. That's good enough. They were pointing to one another, saying that they were friends and they were machadi. They would sharpen one another in halacha. In other words, they would ask each other questions in halacha. How does that make sense? The basic, just to explain in terms of zimun, I don't think it's so difficult. But the Shekhinah coming, as we started, like, the Masechta and Daf Vav, and this explains also the 9 idea, how could you have a minyan of 9? It looks like 10. The answer is, to some degree, Hashem's Shekhinah, so to speak, is very flexible. Hashem will come when one person's learning. Hashem comes when there's 2 people learning, and 3 people learning, and 10 people davening, and 3 people making Beis Din, and so on and so forth, as we said over there. And there is a nafka mina for all the different steps and stages of the amount of people learning or involved in Torah and Dvar Mishu Kedusha. There's a greater level of Shekhinah. You can't just say, I'm going to learn by myself, and all of a sudden, that's the same Shekhinah as there would be if you'd have a Beis HaMikdash and the Beis Hamikdash Shechina is there, and after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, it says in Yuma, we don't have Shechina. And but every time we have a minyan, we have Shechina. Because there's a million and one levels of what the Shechina and Shechina's presence is. And when we talk about the Shechina coming, when two people are there, it's not the same thing as three. That's true. However, even though that's true, sometimes you can add to the Kedusha and involve the Shechina to come if you're going to be chadid one another in Halacha, or maybe if the Kedusha Shabbos is involved, you have the Shabbos Malka there anyway, so that might be allowed enough to make a Zimun, a joint benching. That's the opinion of Ami, is when the Rechad is as of Halacha, they're learning together in a very intense way, so that should maybe allow them to bring the Shechina there enough to make the Zimun of three. And then the nine-person minion, that they look like they're 10, a similar concept, is that maybe they join together in a way that they know that they're mistarf one to another. They're going to dive in with a lot of kavana. Okay. Then they can pretend like they're 10 people, and it will join to be the minion. Fine. But we don't pass can look to those opinions. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, katan pareach was amnei lav. A katan, we'll have to talk about katan pareach in a moment. What does that mean? Katan Borech is a kid, okay, a kid that's close to being 10. Okay, Rashi says he has signs, he has like two hairs in his pubic area that grew at least two hairs, but he isn't yet 13 years old. Okay, so Katan Borech is a kid that's close to being Bar Mitzvah. Okay, he is not 13 yet, but he has pubic hairs, and that's the sign, the siman, to show that he's old. He's old enough, he's mature enough to be a gadol. An adult for Allah. Tanami Acha Yikon Shivish Ezarim Azamne Love Shalvish Ezarim Azov. A bright that proves this point is what we just said, that if he has two hairs, then he can make Zimun. If not, can't. Imadatim and Katan. But then the bright finishes off. Well, by the way, we're not so careful about who is a Katan, who is a God, we should include them. Hagovakasha is a contradiction. Amar Shivish Ezarim Azov. First part of the Bible tells you it's like a rule. If he has these hairs, then he's a God. If not, he's a Katan. Well, it has to be a Gadol to be a Zimun. And then we say, well, 100 ton in Midas Mekatan. Then we say, like, we're not so makhtim. Well, what is it? What are we including? Aren't we trying to say, really, when he's two hairs, that guy's included? And it doesn't matter. And okay, the rule in the ratio is you need to have two hairs. Now we're not going to give up on it. In Midas Mekatan means you might have thought that he also needs to be 13 years old. Two hairs plus 13 years old. Kamash Mulan, the safest Latu, is saying, Ema Dakta Mekata, we're not so careful on other factors. This factor, we're very careful. We need two hairs. We can't give up that one. But does he also need 13? No. Late Helvetokalan Ishmaita, we don't follow all seven opinions that were brought in the last half. You can add, Shabbat, none of those work. Eloki Hadam Rav Nachman, Akadi Yadel, Lamib, Varchanalav. Could join for Zimun. This statement says you could have a kid as long as he knows who he's davening to. He could join for Zimun. Abai and Rav have yadav kamei Rabba. Abai and Rav were small kids in the day when Rabba was older, and Rabba came and asked them to join for Zimun. Amr the Rabba lamim avarachin. They asked him, who are we gonna pray to? Amri lei the Rachmana. They both said we're praying to God. Rachmana hechayatuv. Where does God live? Rava echvilit the shmei talala. Rava pointed to the ceiling. Abai nafik the bra. He pulled his hand. Come outside. It was his uncle. Uncle, come outside. Echve klap yishmei. He pointed to towards the sky, towards the heaven. So Amr the Rabba trei tarchai rabbanin havitu. You guys, when you're going to be older, are going to be rabbis. You'll be chashu people. Ani damer inji butin mekatve yad yadia. You can see when the little small pumpkins are going to become like big ones later. So, just a muscle for, see them little kids, they're doing well. The small pumpkins, you see if they're going to be a big pumpkin, so this little kid, you can see that he's already on a good track. Anyway, so the Pashup Shah and the Gemara is, these little kids were able to join for Zimun. Tosit says, no, of course they couldn't join for Zimun. So the bottom line is, Machloket Sfarim Ashkenazim. The Rambam and others passing like the top line over here, that a Katan could join for Zimun, at least Zimun 3, Machloket's about 10, when he knows who he's davening to. So people say, 6 years old, 9 years old, somewhere around there, he could join for Zimun. That's what Sfarim and Shulchan Aruch Lis found.
But he asked two questions. He didn't just say who we're praying to. He said, where is he?
Yeah, so whatever. So every kid you have to ask.
Why didn't they stop at the first one if that was sufficient?
Well, they can know, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, the song. But you can know how to answer the questions and not know what it's all about. So that's what it's a little bit about. So that's a thinking question a little bit. Anyway, so Ashkenazim follow the Baal Tosfos. Baal Tosfos said, we actually don't follow this opinion completely. We only follow when they are... When they are gadol shteis hours, we follow like the Brisa. We don't really follow Rav Nachman. So it's a big long tosis. So Rabbeinu Tam there has his very famous shita. We do follow the opinion that you can make a minyan with a katan. Not for three, for a zimun, but you can make a minyan with 9 adults and 1 kid. And people have a minyan, they put a sitter in his hands. It's not necessarily necessary, but it's brought that minyan mamish in this tosis.
But the katan has to be
holding a chumash in his hand. It's a minyan. The tosis says minyan shtos. He doesn't like that minyan. But there is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says the katan could join for a minyan.
He has to be like, he has to know also.
No, not that. That shita is really just based on Rishon Levi. You can join 9 in. Lamais and Shulchan Aruch, we don't follow Rabbeinu Tam. It is brought in the Ramah as a Yishomrim. Some people say it. Ask your rabbi. Mishabura says you should never do it. Mishabura is not into it. Rav Salvechik is known. He did follow. It's the Ramah. The Ramah brings that shita. So Bashar Chaki would do that. Ask your rabbi if you should or shouldn't do that. Make a minyan. 9 people and you have a kid. By Sfaradim, they don't do that. By Ashkenazim, certain Rabban would do that because it is broad as a shita. Anyway. Amr of Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel, Bar Shelos, which is derived Tisho, Achlu, Dagon, Vachal, Achlu, Yarek, Mustafin. All 10 adults, but 9 of them ate bread. 1 didn't. Could they join for Zimun? Yes. Now, as long as the guy ate something, it didn't have to be bread. Amr of Yehuda, my name is Rav Yehuda, Shmona Mahu, Shiva Mahu. What is it? Does it work if there are 8 people that ate bread, or 7 ate bread, and 1 guy ate something else, ate vegetables or something else? I'm really, Aloshna, it doesn't matter. Yeah, that also works. Shishavadai, Lomabali. I never asked about 8, 6, because 6 does not work. Why? I understand why it's a good thing that you didn't ask about 6, because certainly it does not work. Khatam Temamai, Rishoni Ikaruba, Akhanami Ikaruba. Oh, sorry. Shapra Avad is a question. Shapra Avad, Deloy Bailach. What do you mean? Is it a good thing that you didn't ask the question? I don't understand. There's no difference between 9 people that ate bread, and 8 or 7 that ate bread, and 6 that ate bread. Bottom line, you have a row. So the Gemara is saying, Shapra Avad, Deloy Bailach. It's good that you didn't ask the question. I understand. You should have asked. Because maybe the halacha should be that 6 even works. Because as long as you have rov, the pshat is, time mishim deikar ruba, hachanam ikar ruba. So Zimar, Iwasavar, he thought the halacha, in fact, is not that way. 6 would certainly not work, because ruba de minkar bin. It has to be a noticeable rov. 6 is slight majority, you need a overwhelming majority, 7. 7 to work, and that actually is the halacha, 7 for the rule of Zimun, 70 people ate bread, 3 other people ate something else. That works to make a Zimun with 10 with Shem Hashem. So the Yanei Melch and his wife, the queen, they were eating bread together. Terrible stuff happened. Not the meal, but previously, they killed lots of rabbis. Yanei was a little crazy. He thought that the rabbis were going to revolt against him and throw him out of the kingship because he was from the descendants of the Hashmonaim, and he overthrew the Hashmonaim, so he was always afraid of the rabbis, so he killed lots of the rabbis. And since there's no rabbis around, and he was an Amharic, he didn't know anything, so he didn't know how to bench, he didn't know the text of the benching, and he couldn't call over any rabbi to make the benching for him. There was no Siddur print at the time, it didn't exist. So he didn't know the benching, and there are no rabbis around, because he killed them. So, but he was, I don't know, from or whatever, he was religious that he wanted to bench. So what did he do? So he says, his wife said to him, who's going to bench for us? You know, usually we have someone do the zimun, but yesterday we killed all the rabbis, so what are we going to do today? She said, the queen said to the king, swear to me that if I bring you a rabbi, another guy, you're not going to cause him trouble, you're not going to kill him or give him trouble, and then I'll bring you somebody. Ishtabilo, he swore, Yanai swore to his wife. So she found Shimon Chatach, who was the brother of Yanai, of the queen. Yanai Melch's wife, brother, was Shimon Chatach. So she found she was protecting her brother from being killed, and he was a rabbi, Shimon Chetach, and Lamaisa, they found him. Great. Otvei ben Dida, ben Didei Ledida. They sat him between the king and the queen. Amrilei chazit kami yikara avinalach. The king said, oh, you better be careful. See how much honor we're giving you, rabbis. Amrilei lav ka mokar li. He was testing. He said, you're not giving me any honor. Elo right to Hidum Okrili. You're giving me honor. You're giving the Torah honor. Because the only reason you're getting me here is because I know some Torah. Tachtiv, Sasasala, Vitarumecha, Tichabdecha. anybody's I think anybody's involved in Torah, it'll honor you. If you enwrap yourself in Torah, it'll honor you.
It's not mutually exclusive, though. When you honor the Talmid Chacham, he's getting honor, and Torah's getting honor.
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. But basically, he's saying the Ikra honor is only for the Torah. Techabdecha ki techabkena. When you hug the Torah, whatever, you're totally involved in Torah, Torah will honor you. Amr la, kachazitika de lo kamikabo mervat. The king goes says to the queen, hey, look at this. You see the rabbis don't accept my authority. You see they're giving me trouble already. Because I said, I'm giving kavod to the rabbis, and he's saying, no, I'm not giving kavod to the rabbis, I'm just getting kavod for the Torah. I want to get rid of this guy. Yovelay, so Lumaisa, that went on, went under the rug, and they continued. Yovelay Kasa the Ruha. They gave him a cup to make the benching. They gave him a cup of grape juice or wine, and they asked him, could you bench for us? Amar Hechi Avarich, how can I possibly make the bracha? I didn't eat. Baruch Shachanu, Yanai V'chavir Mishalom. Usually we do a benching, Baruch Shachanu Mishalom T'vachinim. Thank the God who I ate the food, Hashem's food, and I'm going to bless him. Yeah, but I can't say that because over here, I didn't eat, says Shimon Shetach, so how can I possibly say the bracha? I'm going to say that Yanai, thank Hashem, that Yanai ate the food? Shtia. Says the Gemara, Shtia Lahu Kasa. So therefore he decided, I'm going to drink this cup. So he drank the cup, and Yavilu Kasa Achrinu. They gave him another cup. So he drank the cup of wine. And that way he'll be involved in eating and drinking a little bit. And this way he can now make the zimun. So that's what he did. He drank the cup. And they gave him another cup. Ubarach. And then he blessed. They made the benching for them. So it sounds like, bottom line we want to take away from the story is, in order to do the zimun, you have to eat or maybe even drink. That's what it sounds like in the story.
It was wine. Chashuv drink, it wasn't just
okay.
Juice or water.
Well, just to explain, he had the drink before he made the zimun, then he made the zimun on the second cup.
Right, but he was only able to make the zimun on the second cup because he drank from the first cup, and the first cup wasn't any stam drink, it was the kosher bracha.
That wasn't a kosher bracha. It came out not to be a kosher bracha. Why was it kosher bracha? It's only a kosher bracha.
Because they wanted to do
zimun. It doesn't make kosher bracha. Kosher bracha is actually make the bracha while holding it. So it doesn't make kosher bracha just because they designate it. Mm-hmm. But either way, so do we follow this? He did like his own opinion, like an individual opinion, like his own shita, but we shouldn't follow this. You only could do the zimun, lead the benching for everybody else, and motzi people in the benching, and say a lot of people yotei you if you ate a kazayas, a bread. In other words, to join into a zimun, you can be one of the people who ate yarek, whatever. That's good enough as long as you ate something. You ate a vegetable. It doesn't matter. But if you want to be, most people, you have to eat a kazayas of bread. Meitu, eh?
But it says
Omer.
Dagan. Maybe you could have nazama.
Good discussion. I think we hold that has to be bread in order to be most people. Meitu, eh? Because it has to be that you're chayv, basically, chayv in the same thing as they are. Meitu, eh? Rashbag Omer, Allah. Rishpag said about this, ve'isev mahem. You also have to sit with him. Afilu lo tavol imahem el batzir, locha imahem el guru echa mitzarif. So you have to sit with them, but you don't actually have to eat the same foods as them. Even if you only dipped one thing, one small little vegetable in a brine or whatever, that's good enough. Or you only eat guru echa one fig, you can mitzarif with them, you can join with them. It's rufe mitzarif, aloti rami nechomotam achach gizai tagon. Good. To join with them, you don't have to eat the same food, but in order to be mostly people, exempt people, you actually have to eat the same food. Im or not. Another statement like this, So in order to join with them, that's good enough as long as you ate a tiny thing, even a vegetable is good enough, but in order to exempt other people, you have to eat a kazayit of bread. And that's the halach. Amar Rav Chana bar Yehuda mishmeder Rava. Hechta achal Allah yarek b'shata kos yaim mitzarif. You can either eat bread or you could, or even drink wine in order to mitzarif to join into them. I believe that's also okay. Amar Rav Nachman. Now we're up to sources for benching. Moshe tikim leisrael berachas hazan. Moshe invented the first bracha, or he was attacking it. The concept is derisive bench, as we've been talking about. Other places, it's Achatzot Rachta in the sixth parak for sure we talk about.
So who was metaken the text, though? So Moshe said the specific text of the first bracha. When the man fell, he told people to make the bracha of Hazan. Yeshua tikin the bracha of Aretz. When they got into Israel, so they made the second bracha. Yeshua was attacking the bracha Aretz, Nodulcha al Aretz. That bracha is about the land of Israel. David, Shlomo tikin bracha Yerushalayim. The third bracha, Rachim, we call it bracha Nachama, we'll soon see. It's either talking about thank you, Hashem, for having Yerushalayim. That's what David was established, because they had Yerushalayim at the time, so they established that bracha. Shlomo said, thank you for the Beis HaMikdash, great. For our days, we change it, we say, Rachim, please have mercy on us and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, give us back Yerushalayim, because we don't yet have it. And, at least in a spiritual sense, we don't have the Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash that we don't have. So we have to say, Rachim. That's who invented that with David and Shlomo. David tikim al Yisrael amecham. So which part of that third bracha was invented by each person? David took care of the first half of it. He said, Al Yisrael amecha Yerushalayim yirecha. He said, thank you, Hashem, for your people, the nation of Yisrael, and for Yerushalayim. And Shlomo tikin al abayit hagadol v'hakadosh. He took care of, thank Hashem, for the Beis HaMikdash, because in his day, the Beis HaMikdash was built. Hatova made it the fourth bracha. That's not the Raisa, but v'yavne tiknua kineged haruge beitar. When the Romans killed out Beitar, and they didn't let them be buried, so they left all the dead bodies, the corpses out, to rot. And there was a miracle, they didn't rot. And years later, they were finally allowed to bury the dead on Tu B'Av. And they saw that the corpse didn't decay. So a lot of miracles that happened. First of all, they were allowed to bury them. The king let them bury them. And second, that they got a burial, and the burial was honorable that the people didn't decay. The day that the people that were killed in Beitar, a lot of people, is after the Churban Abayit, it could have been, though, it was like many years later, they were allowed to bury the dead. Many years later, they were able to do this, and they were metaken in Yavne, in Sanhedrin and Yavne, after they lost Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was just totally destroyed. They moved to Yavne. They were metaken, they established Tova Meitav, Tosha Lo Yisruchu, and Meitav Zinitin L'Kvura, thanking Hashem, it was good that they didn't decay. And Meitav, Hashem gives good and other stuff that they were getting, they got Kvura. I don't know if I'll totally represent the idea, but the basic idea is, when a friend asks the question, what's Pshat? Because they got buried, oh, we should make a bracha. Every time in history, there are a lot of times we were saved from persecutions, or a lot of times there were people had a persecution, and then the community was able to rebuild itself. Why don't we make this bracha? Over many times in history, in the Bayez Rishon, Bayez Cheney, after we got to building the Bayez, you know, why don't we make another bracha? I don't know, when there was an ingathering in the exiles and days of Ezra, or in the days of Esther, or whatever, in the days of Hashmonaim. We didn't make any brachas of benching for many, many good occasions. So what's this one particularly about? And is this such a great, wonderful thing? Like, it was a terrible thing. 100,000 Jews were killed in Beitar. It probably is connected to the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva after the Bar Kocha revolt. A lot of people were killed. So such a great occasion. We have to say that benching every single day was what's the shayla. So he said, in the benching is a lot of times about things that we're thanking Hashem for. And in Galus, we really don't have the land of Israel. We don't have the man. Okay, we're far removed from that. We have physical bread, but something special like the man. We don't have the land of Israel. We don't have Yerushalayim. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Even if we have land of Israel in some sense, we don't have it with the Shechina there the same way as we used to. In Galus, so we feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. So why are we thanking Him for anything? So this bracha is to remind us, even in Galus, Hashem shows us absolutely very obvious signs that He's there with us. We didn't need this miracle, okay? At some degree, Hashem let all the Jews die in Beitar, okay? There was a terrible tragedy. This wasn't such a wonderful event. And that's because Chas v'Shalom, whatever it was a gzera, they sinned, it was a gzera, whatever it wasn't, they sinned, they didn't sin. Bottom line, there was a gzera, and there was a tremendous downfall of the Jewish people. It's true. But Hashem showed us an open miracle to show that their bias for many years didn't decay. Hashem's still going to be there with us, and Hashem makes it. Hashem gives us the stuff that we need to endure, the galus, and Hashem gives us open signs to show that He's with us. That's what's called Tova Meitiv. Was it such a wonderful thing that the people were able to be buried? In some sense, yes, because it showed that Hashem was there and was going to comfort us throughout the galus. Hashem was going to take care of us and make us endure, make us get to the next geula. So that's what we say this, to get connected with the other brachas of, we're thanking Hashem for one thing, each one thing leads to another, hakar satov, one, you know, mitzvah, gorer, mitzvah. We connect it to benching every single day. We shouldn't think about all the things of the Yerushalayim and think, yeah, that was a nice, good lesson in history. Once upon a time, I had Yerushalayim, and we no longer have it. No, we're going to get it again. Tanur Banan, Seder brachas of Mazon Kachi, brach Rishon and brach Hazan. The first brachas is about Hazan, Tekol, that's really thanking for the food. Shnia, brach Aris, that's a bracha, thanking for the land. Shalish is born Yerushalayim. That's for Yerushalayim and the Beis Medrash. Revi is Tova Meitim. Shabbos Macha B'Nechama, Masai B'Nechama, V'Omer Kedush HaYom B'Emsa. In the middle of the Bracha Rachim, we put in the Kedush HaYom. We mention an idea of the Kedush of Shabbos in the middle of the Bracha. That is what we do. We say Ritzei. Rabbi Leazar Meir Ritzei L'Omra, Ratzel Omra, sorry, not Ritzei, Ratzel Omra, B'Nechama Omra. If you want to say it in the third Bracha Rachim, you can. Bracha Dar is Omra. If you want to say it in the second Bracha, you can. If you want to say in the third bracha, you can do it. In the second bracha, you can do it. In the fourth bracha, you can do that. That's Rebbe Leizer's opinion. We don't follow that. Why do Chama need to reiterate that? Basically, the Tanakhama says you say it in the third bracha. The Rebbe says you can say it in the second, third, or fourth. And the Chama say, oh, only third. What do you mean? We already said that. So what are we reiterating? The Tanakhama just said, basically, that's a good idea. But if you want to be the Eben say somewhere else, you probably could. Comes Rebbe Leizer says you can do it anywhere. It comes to Chama and say back, no. The only place possible is in that spot, and if you put it anywhere else, it doesn't work. That's what we hold the halacha. You have to do in the third bracha. If you forgot the third bracha, we have this interesting opportunity to say a bracha between the third and fourth bracha. Torah bottom nine, the bracha of Mazam in the Torah. How do you know there's such a thing as bench? That shows you the concept of the first bracha. You think Hashem for food. That shows you Zimun. Hashem Lekecha, you want to mention Hashem's name, mention Zimun. The basic concept of Zimun is either to mention Hashem's name when you have 10 people, or just saying, Nevarach, let us bless Hashem. And anything that's Kedusha is added, there's a lot greater Kedusha when you invite someone to and you prepare for it. Al-Arts, thanking Hashem for the land, that's Baruch Ad-Arts. The second Baruch Ad-Tova, what's so great, that's Zimun Yerushalayim. Shilchenu Omer, Ha-Ar-Tova Zevel Avonim. A hint to Yerushalayim is Ha-Ar-Tova, the great mountain, that's referring to Yerushalayim. That's the third bracha. Asher Natamach, Zu Tova Meitim. Okay, that we say that. We hold that's a smash the matter, right? In Le'el L'Acher, L'Fana Minayim. How do you know you make brachas before the food that you eat? Amar de Kavachomer, Kshus Havem, B'Varech, what you bench when you are full, because you were able to call again. We had this earlier, but L'Maisa, we hold it's not a Kavachomer. Rebbe Omer in Esaruch, V'Achatuzot D'Rachner, Zu Brachas Hazan. Rebbe breaks the puzzle differently. The words of Chatuz Rata mean Hazan. Zimun comes from a different pasuk. It let us aggrandize the Kaddish Baruch Hu together, and we have that in the beginning of the parak. Ala aretz zu berachas aretz, same idea. Hatov zu ben Yerushalayim, b'chinei omer hatov zevel lavanu. Hatov v'hamete b'navia teknua. The fourth bracha is not deraisa. Eli ala achra lefanu minayin. How do you know the brachas before minayin? Tam lomer asher natan lach mishen natan lacha. As long as it was given to you in the past, you can make a bracha on that. You thank Hashem for your bread and your water. What's the difference? That you will do it in advance, I think.
Beirach versus Barich.
The grammar, so we're saying that it's already in the future.
Apparently in Hebrew, Beirach.
Very good. Meaning, Hashem is supposed to mean, exactly.
Imperative, like, differences who he's doing.
Good, very good. So if it's Hashem saying, I'm going to bless your stuff, so I'm giving you a bracha, beautiful. But if we're saying, we're going to do it, then that's a source for us making brachas. Okay. When is it still a piece of bread before I ate it up? So therefore, I should make the bracha before I ate it up. Great. So it's, thank you. So it's the Hashem as opposed to the pasuk is on Hashem, and it's on us to do it. That's the Al Tikri. Don't read it. This one, it's us. Okay, pasuk in Shmuel that Shaul waited with a big feast of food in order to eat, they waited for Shmuel Navi to come to bless the food. It's not because they needed a rabbi just to bless the food and make it kosher. They needed him to make a bracha. So this way he should Yivar Chazevach to make a bracha. And they're going to make a bracha, then they're going to be able to eat. So they need Shmuel to come. Kavkach lama vishe nashim dibrani yoshim. One second, what was the? Meaning it's such a wordy pasuk. What's the word? What? Why didn't he even tell you the whole pasuk that before you come to the meal that people are waiting around till Shmuel comes? The answer is because the pasuk was said by women. That's why it's saying this phrase. Such an extra language. Shmuel, or today, let's talk about Shaul. The people that were talking to Shaul, and Shaul was asking, "Where is Shmuel Navi?" And he asked a woman, and the woman wanted to gaze at him, so they gave him a really long answer. They told Shmuel, "By the way, he's going to come to the meal, and the people are waiting around until Shmuel gets there to bless the food." So they said in such a wordy way because they wanted to look at him. Tachdim Shmuel Malik of Amikalami was taller than everybody else. He was handsome. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Avidi She'en Malchon Agav Chaverta. Avila No Melo Nima, that one kingship doesn't interfere with another one even a hair's breadth of time. So Hashkachem and Shemayim, and they took another half of a second to speak out this phrase. This way, David Melch shouldn't become king while he was still king. Just going to one line and we'll finish. Ein Liela, I know we're not going to. Berachas Mazon, Berachas Torah Minayin. How do you make Berachas Torah, Amr Rishon, Kavachomra, Achai, Shom, Bevarach, we make brachas on food, temporary stuff, Achai, Olam, Habal, of course, again, don't we have to make it Olam Haba stuff for Torah stuff, Kavachomra, Uchay, Bernachmini, Tamidish, Rabbi Shmuel, Amr Mishim, Rabbi Shmuel, Inusar, Hori, Omer, Al Ars, Dova, Zershon, Tamach, Lahal, Mer, Lacha, and Aluch, the Ebenet, Torah, and Mitzos, there's a connection between the Parasak, Abachatas, Rata, Al Ars, Dova, Zershon, Tamach, Hashem gave us stuff, and Hashem also gave us Torah, same words, Natan, and Natan. Fine, we're going to pause over here, Ashokah.